Claire.
Hear me loud and clear. All right, listen, I think we'll just kick off if that's all right with everybody. So firstly, we'll just start with apologies. Have we any apologies? Okay. So if we just start with the usual, you know, things that we're so used to hearing now, I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion of that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system of the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the IM feature, instant messenger feature, so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate a connectivity problem. So just a couple of things I want to say. First of all, we see that Councillor Andrew McMurray has joined Neighbourhood Services. Hello, Andy. And this is because of the successful election of previous Councillor Patrick Brown becoming an MLA for South Down. So I want to wish him all the best of luck as he steps up into his new role. And of course, Andy, you are exceptionally welcome on Neighbourhood Services, and I'm sure it'll be good to have you. The other thing as well, then, on a personal level, I want to say thank you very much. I have for being chair this year. I have to say that officers have been incredible in helping and have always been supportive of me. And more than anything as well, the members. There has been the odd wobble here and there, whether it be technology or whatever. But we've all worked together really well and got through this last year in Neighbourhood Services Committee. It has actually been something I've thoroughly enjoyed, and not just being chair, but being a member of this committee. So thank you very much for persevering with me. And now that all the niceties are out of the way, we'll move on to item two.
Chair, with your indulgence, before we move on to the next agenda item, on behalf of the SALP Grouping, I would like to take this opportunity of thanking you for the excellent way in which you chaired in your second term as our chair, the way you conducted the meetings in a fair manner. Everybody allowed in to speak and all, and I must say that you've done a good job. And as I say, I'm glad that you'll not be a stranger. I'll still be on the committee with us, but thanks for everything. And also, like, to extend our appreciation to your deputy, to Aoife, for in your absence when she chaired, because she also done the same. Again, a good leadership team, and thanks on behalf of the SDLP. And say good luck. Thanks for everything, and Aoife as well.
Thank you very much, Councillor Andrews. And yes, definitely, I have to give a big shout out to Aoife. She stepped up for me on a couple of occasions at very short notice. So very much of the Sinn Féin group, and I know she's not here tonight, but if the Sinn Féin group can please take my appreciation to her as well, that would be great. So on to item two then. Any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
None. Okay, so if we move on then to item three, so this is just the action sheet for noting. So if we just go through it page by page, so page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page seven, page eight, page 9, if I can just take a proposer and seconder for noting.
So proposed, Chair.
Terry and anybody
else? Second, Chair.
And Councillor Curran. And any matters arising, Karen, is that yourself there? Have you a question?
Yeah, thanks. I just would like maybe an update on the council bus shelters for the trial for the solar panels. Are we any closer to that work being started? And also, the beehives in Abnagun were due to be placed on site in April. I was just wondering, did that happen? And is there a possibility of having extra? Because I spoke with extra beehives placed there, because I spoke to couple of members of a local club, and they're saying that that this time of year is that for the bees get unsettled in their own nest, and they need to go on and find another home. So I was just wondering, would there be a possibility if an allowance could be made for more to go up into Abnagun? I think it has been a brilliant initiative. If they're not already there, it's been a brilliant initiative of something that the space that was used for landfill and now it's been used for biodiversity. So I think it's a good opportunity maybe for us to be able to expand the beehives there. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. Can
do you know which officer? But you want to take that, Kevin? Yep.
Sure, I can give an update on the bus shelter solar lights, and Sinead can give an update in terms of the bees. The solar lights have not yet been procured, but they will be procured over the next period of time. It will be our intent to have the system in place before the start of the new term in September for the school children. That's where this request has come from. But that's our intent, Chair, is to have it in place before September.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. And then Sinead, if you can give the other update for Karen, please.
Yes, Chair. I have to get confirmation on the status of the installations of the beehives at Abnagun and follow up on the question in relation to additional high school in there. So I come back outside the meeting to Councillor Kevin.
Thank you.
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you. So if we just move on then to item 4, which is the report of the Christmas Illuminations and Celebration Group meeting. And this is for decision, and this is Kevin Scullion.
Thanks, Chair. So the report provides councillors with an opportunity to review the action sheet, which is attached at Appendix 1 to the report from the Council's Christmas Illuminations and Celebrations Group meeting, which took place on the 7th of April. The report also considers a request from the Dundrum Village Association concerning Christmas illuminations. Councillors are asked to note the contents of the action sheet. There are no recommendations for consideration from the action sheet. In relation to the Dundrum Village request, the Dundrum Village Association has requested that the provision of Christmas pole illuminations in the village be included as part of the Council's annual Christmas display. Sleep Group councillors present at a recent meeting to discuss this with the Dundrum Village Association were supportive of this request. The report as presented considers this request, and officers are recommended that the request be approved, Chair. The addition of Dundrum as part of the Council's Christmas illumination display is estimated to cost an additional £3,000 revenue spend in this current financial year. At a future date, Chair, there will be a requirement to procure new pole illuminations for the village, and we reckon that 24 new pole illuminations to be procured at a cost of around £10,000. This will be funded, Chair, through the Council's capital programme. Chair, the committee is asked to note the content of the report and approve the recommendations that Dundrum be included as part of the Council's programme with the provision of pole mounted Christmas illuminations and cross street features. Chair.
Okay, thanks very much for that. Kevin, I see that we've a proposer and a seconder in there from Councillor Curran and Councillor McMurray. Councillor McMurray, I see you want to make a comment or have you a question?
No, Chair, it's generally just to thank the council officers in their engagement. It's not a it's not been a flash in the pan, so to speak. This has been quite developed and quite continuing over quite a long time. And both Dundrum Village Association have put a lot of work in and have been, you know, can be commended in how they've approached it, in the sense of, it's, you know, this is what we want to do. How can we work with council? How can we be, you know, how can we help facilitate this as well? So they've done put a lot of work in. I think that's quite a good formula for how groups can approach this these scenarios, and it's very, very welcome. And but I can't help but sort of smile when I look at the cross street features, and all I can imagine is sort of Grinch lighting up the side, or maybe bits of coal or naughty lists or something like that. I hope this, it's more festive than that. But anyway, thank you, Chair, and thanks again to the council officers. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Councillor McMurray. And Councillor Murphy, you want to make a comment?
Yes, I did make a comment, Chair. I was prepared to support this item, so I wanted to get there, because if you know the contents, I'm not going into the detail of the report, and the approval of Dundrum to be approved in this time, I think that's a way forward. So I would support the motion, Chair.
That's lovely. Thanks very much, Councillor Curran. And Councillor Murphy, if you want to come on in now, if you've got a comment.
Thanks, Catherine. And again, I'd just like to echo some of the comments that were made about yourself and your professional approach during the year, and also commend Aoife as well, and welcome Mandy to the group. So, no, I'd just like, again, echo some of the comments by the two previous speakers. I think, you know, groups like this that use their own initiative, those are the ones that we should be paying most attention to, you know, and helping them out. And I know just from my own background with the community association how difficult it can be, but you know, if they're being proactive, which they are, then I think it's, you know, I know some of my colleagues have been speaking to them and very much support this initiative, you know. So fair play to Dundrum for doing what they're doing. Thanks, Chair.
Well, thanks very much, Councillor Murphy. Okay, so the next items are exempt items. So items 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of the particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Now, just to correct to that, actually item 7 has been withdrawn. But yes, can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? So Councillor Andrews, are you happy to propose? Can I have a seconder, please?
Second, Chair, Councillor Curran.
Okay, thanks very much, Councillor Curran. Andrew, and thank you, Councillor Murphy. So if somebody can tell me when we're good to go.
That's fine, Chair. You can go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Cliff. So just to update on what was agreed in closed session. So item 5, business case for the Shimna River wall repairs design team fees. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the content of the report and associated business case above the recommendation within the business case for Shimna wall repairs. Design team fees, that option 2 is chosen. Option 2 will see the appointment of Council's nominated contractors under the Framework Agreement 2919 to provide consultancy support and associated investigatory work to RIBA Stage 3 Development Design for the project. Item 6, business case for the maintenance and monitoring of council public space CCTV. On the proposal of Councillor Andrew, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, it was agreed to note the content of the report, approve the findings of the business cases presented. Business case for town centre CCTV analogue fibre optic lines to link camera system to monitoring centre, approved option 1. Continue with analogue line rental from the current provider pending outcome of review of public space CCTV for 12-month period. Business case for town centre CCTV monitoring, approve option 1. Continue with annual monitoring contract with the current provider for 21 town centre public space CCTV cameras for a 12-month period. Committee to note that both contracts will be awarded via the use of FTA. Item 7, the public convenience strategy was removed. Item 8, contract for the transport of mixed dry recyclable waste. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Rowan, it was agreed to approve that the contract for the receipt, storage, transfer of haulage of the Council's mixed dry recyclables waste be extended with the Council's current contractor from the 10th of September 2022 for 1 year. Item 9, fleet management operator licence update. On the proposal of Councillor Andrew, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it agreed to approve the fleet management action plan update. Item 10, estates management and security update. On the proposal of Councillor Andrew, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it agreed to note the contents of the progress update on estates management and security audit findings. Item 11, ARC 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin, dated the 28th of April 2022. On the proposal of Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor Owan, it agreed to note the bulletin. And item 12, ARC 21 Joint Committee Meeting in Committee Minutes for the 31st of March 2022. On the proposal of Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor Owan, it was agreed to note these minutes. Goodness me. So we're just going to take items 13, 14, 15 and 16 together. And these items are for noting. If anybody has any comments or queries, feel free to ask them now. Otherwise, if I can take a proposer or seconder. And once that's done, that's us, folks.
So just look on number 13, fleet replacement. I still want to make a comment, or maybe something Kevin or today's Kempi here. The present situation, as you know now, the ordering of cars or vehicles, like that, there is a time factor here, so there is. So, vehicle replacement, is there a time factor here and how long it would be before we, and I know we have orders in for some vehicles here, and I just want to know how long the situation will be before we can achieve those vehicles.
Okay, yeah, Sinead, do you want to come in? Thanks, Councillor Curran.
Yes, Chair. The report outlines that there's 73 vehicles that orders have been placed in April for the 73 vehicles that are listed in the report. Now, the delivery time for each vehicle varies by vehicle type, and that ranges from 16 to 78 weeks. So we will expect to see the first vehicles coming hopefully in August, beginning of September, some of the super vehicles, while we will have to wait for approximately 18 on the rest of them, until we get the final vehicles. Another query that could take reason is around how will there be an impact on those delivery times, and what we've got is the delivery times as estimated at the time of order. If they're affected by any external factors, to bring further update and report to the committee and advise of that.
Thanks very much, Mayor. That's very interesting to know the time factor and the length of time before we're achieving the vehicles that will be needed very much to carry out our work here in the council. And thank you, Chair, for allowing me to ask that question.
Has anybody else got any questions on those last items? If not, can I have a proposer and seconder?
So moved, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Curran. I'm sorry, I didn't catch who that last person was. Okay, thanks very much, Councillor Andrews. So listen, that's it, folks. Thanks very much for all coming, and I hope you all stay safe and well. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.